Hi guys! Welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Hi guys, so it is the holidays, so there isn't that much information out there that's going on, so I don't know if this is going to be a short episode or not, but we're going to, get through it, and I want you guys to be out there, those who listen, and I thank you so much for being here, to just go a week without, because I don't like that. But we're here to talk about gaming. Okay, so I think what I want to do with this segment is, as you guys know, this marks the third anniversary of both the Xbox and the PlayStation 5. So let's give our review on how these systems are doing. And I'm also going to add in the software and the services. Starting with the PlayStation 5. Okay, the PlayStation 5 has over 40 million consoles sold and counting. As an owner of the PS5, I like the system. I think that the PS5 is a very strong system. And out of the two, I believe it's to be stronger than the Xbox Series. So, the only game in my summation that I've seen, and mind you, this is a remake of a game, and that game is Demon's Souls. That shows, that shows off a bit of the early stages of what a PS5 game can look like. And that's their second party. They own the company, I think it was Blue Point. And they did a phenomenal job with that. We're still waiting on Bloodborne. I don't know if we're ever going to get it. Okay, so on my PS5, what have I been playing? I played Elden Ring. I played Fortnite. And I'm just saying, these are the things that I just like, if someone asks me, what have I played that I love the most? These are the games that's coming to my mind. What else did I... It's really mind-boggling. I know I've played a lot of games. I truly played a lot of games. And it's really messed up to me. I've seen the Alan Wakes, I've seen the Spider-Mans, I've seen the God of Wars, I've seen all of this there, but trust me, they're solid games. The Horizon series, it's solid on a PS5. Final Fantasy. That was incredible. It's unfortunate, but I have played the demo of Final Fantasy 16. It's unfortunate that it didn't pan out the way I wanted it to. Street Fighter was fun. God, that is... I sound like a loser right now, guys, because I'm not. It's just that, and this is what I mean when I want to talk about my, you know, assessment of these systems. Like, I need to have games that, like, left an impression on me. And at the top of my head, and for me, that has only been Elden Ring. And I do play Fortnite. I wanted to play Lies of P on the PlayStation 5. But there you have it. There you have it. There you go. I'm being honest with you guys. I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm not doing that. But my overall impressions and enjoyment on the PS5 honestly has been a 8.5 out of 10. Solid. It's a slow burn for me, but I am happy that I am a owner of a PS5. Looking to the future, honestly speaking, guys, I don't know what the future looks like for the PlayStation 5. I don't know. I feel like Sony needs to get their teams together, and I think they need to outline realistically what these games look like or going to look like in the future. So, as far as the future goes, because there's very little that we know about it, I'm going to give it a C. B and C equals a B minus. Now, the bad side of owning a PlayStation 5 is its services. As you guys know, I do not have PlayStation Plus as of this month. Well, I do have it as of this moment, but in the near future, I will not be having it, because $80 for PlayStation Plus, I can't see myself justifying that purchase, because I do not play a lot of online gaming. I just don't. And because I don't, those benefits that you know one will get, I can't see it coming, helping me out. I mean, on the daily, I'm playing Fortnite on the PS5. So, and that's free. I don't like that they are nickel and diming their customers. I don't. And it's unfortunate because, and this is me being critical here, I feel that they're nickel and diming their customer base because they made, I think that they made a bad deal. I don't think that they wanted Xbox to have purchased Activision and Blizzard. I don't think that they wanted that. So, moving ahead, I hope that they get it together. And if they show me that the PlayStation Plus is worth my while, then I may come back. But until then, no. No. Now, moving on, we're going to go to the Xbox. Now, you guys know, I own an Xbox Series S. I bought the Series S because I had a PlayStation 5. And for me, I figured that the Xbox Series S, for me, was good enough for what they were offering. At the beginning, Xbox, and this is true, and this is a strength to them, they told us that there was not going to be a first party game within the first 2 to 3 years. So shout out to them, because they were open and honest about it. So, there were games that I wanted on the Xbox, and I felt that the Series S was going to give me enough power as an entry base. And I've been satisfied with it. What games have I played? Well, as you guys know, I went straight on to the Game Pass subscription. Guys, there was Oblivion, there was Skyrim, there was Liza P, there was Horizon, there was Forza, there was Horizon and Forza, there was Flight Simulator, there was I can't figure, there was Minecraft. And yes, that was also on the PlayStation 5, but yeah, there was Minecraft, there was Stardew Valley, there was that Disney Dreamlight game, there was Doom Eternal, there was Starfield, there was Redfall, that was scored, that was this is gonna sound messed up, but you guys, I gotta tell you, you know what? I finished Grand Theft Auto 5 actually on the Xbox Series S. I have it. I've had it for the Xbox. I had it for the PlayStation 4. I had it for the PlayStation 5. I had it for the Xbox Series S. And I wound up ending it on the Xbox Series S with that update. I ended it. Red Dead Redemption, I started it. I'm interested in it, so I've done it. Killer Instinct 1 and 2. I don't care about the new version, but I did care about the first one and the second one. And they had it on the definitive version. We're going to talk about that later because y'all might want to pick that up now. It's $13. You might want to pick that up now because I got an anniversary edition coming out. And it's convoluted with their messaging. But I bought it for $13 because this new edition, we don't know that's coming out, but because that message was so convoluted, I was like, just buy the definitive version. That way you can have everything. But what was the most important to me was to have Killer Instinct 1 and Killer Instinct 2. But there were so many games. Like there was so many. Halo. Oh my God, how could I forget about Halo? There are so many games available on Game Pass alone that I was like, I can't see how you guys are not praising this. Do they have the same scale of the PlayStation experience? No. I can honestly admit that. But just because it doesn't have that experience or that level of quality, the PlayStation, I mean, the Lies of P, the game that I ended, was available to me day one on Game Pass. Yes, it looks better on the PS5, but I was able to play it. Am I getting a Spider-Man 2 quality game? No, but there are plenty of games that I played that made me like say, okay, we're talking like adults here. I was able to go on YouTube and watch that game being played. And yes, I did swing right back around and start playing it myself because it is a fun game. But I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Yes, I did see the movie of that game and felt like I was like, okay, I seen it. I can't say that for all of those Xbox games that I played. I can't say that. I'm sorry, but I can't. When it came to an Xbox game, Honestly, guys, I played that game. I played it. I'm pissed off I didn't get Elden Ring on the Xbox Series S. All that being said, I give the Xbox Series S, in my case, I give that a solid B. Upcoming games for next year or the years coming. I'm gonna have to do some research. I mean, that. Cause I'm off the dome with this, but I think out of the two, I think that Xbox is kicking Sony's ass. They're kicking their ass. We have Fable coming out. They got Avatar. That I'm not advocating for that. Alone in the Dark. A lot of third-party games and stuff like that. They have so many games that are coming out. And I'm trying to look up all this list and stuff like that. But with Game Pass, guys, with Game Pass, I don't feel I can go wrong. I really don't feel I can go wrong. So I will give them, honestly, a C plus. I know I was crappy on this, but I feel like I'm surprised that there is all of these. I'm saying, what is this game that's been announced so far? Thirty-three Immortals, Ark 2, Avowed, City Skylines 2, Duchess of Hindenburg, Stalker 2, and I don't know what they're gonna do with I don't know what they're going to do with I don't know what they're going to do with these upcoming games. I'm sorry, guys. I went blank right there. But I can tell you what. I'm more excited looking forward to what Xbox is going to put out more than Sony. And that says a lot. I don't know what they're going to do. What they're going to do with this Call of Duty series. I don't know what they're going to do with Blizzard. I don't know all about a lot of things, but I'm sure that there's a lot to look forward to. Sony, on the other hand, I can honestly tell you guys, I don't know. So, the PlayStation 5, 3 years in, B-. The Xbox Series S, in my case, and this is just my humble opinion, guys, because you can, you know, write in and say, "Nope, I feel this way," and that is valid. But it's a B. It's a B for me. The PlayStation Portal. Oh, that was released, and I think it's doing well in the sales and stuff like that. I think that people got the, I'll say it this way. If you have a good, solid internet, the PlayStation Portal is a good system for you to own. Especially if you have a huge home. If you know that your internet is baseline, strong, but not strong enough, don't pick this up. Don't pick it up. But it reviewed well, and according to them, it's selling okay. This is a Sony, of course. And I guess that's it. And with that, we'll move on to the next topic. And those were your top stories in gaming. Here's your top stories in pop culture. Okay, guys, so this week I want to talk to y'all about P. Diddy and everything, because there's a lot of stuff that's been coming out in the news. Surrounding a lot about sexual abuse and, you know, allegations and whatnot. But like I said, P. Diddy just caught another one. This is gonna be his third victim that came out. But this is how I feel about what's going on. Now, you guys was here last week and we talked about what happened with Cassie. It was a civil case. It's always going to be about money. I think the fact is that P. Diddy, dude, you settled out of that suit in less than 24 hours. 24 hours. P. Diddy and Cassie settled out of that suit. It leaves me to believe, and I'm gonna say something. because I know that there are plenty of prominent stars who comes out and they're pushbacking and stuff like that, but sometimes they settle out. But there's a minute there, like they got a little bit of they got the power, they got the resources, they got the influence, they got everything at their disposal. But there are plenty of high artists and people, profile people, who settle out. I'm not knocking that. Bitch, I don't think I've ever seen anyone settle this fucking quick. And the fact that he settled so quick in the dead of the night, there was a deal that was cut. Cassie had evidence. I don't think Didi knew she had it. But I believe that Cassie had that man by the neck. And I think that Cassie's lawyer let it be known to Didi personally, like, you don't want this. I don't like how a lot of people went after Cassie. I don't. Cassie is nothing but she is a reaction to, you know, she is the result of what a monster can do to a person. The shit that came out about that case, and the fact that he held that girl for 10 fucking albums. 10 fucking albums. 10. Guys, I don't know. I don't know an artist that has ever done some shit like that, that has ever agreed to some shit like that. I was left with everyone that was with Bad Boy either died or was left destitute. Everyone that dealt with this man, they just left on the worst. I don't trust Puffy. I don't trust him. I think that Puffy, I think that Puffy, as well as Jay-Z, I don't trust them. I'm sorry. As a matter of fact, if I was ever in a room with those people, I would leave. I would leave. I don't like that, those kind of people. He has a third charge now. Dr. Dre finna get hit. Shit, Jamie Foxx got hit. Jimmy Levine got hit. These are, like, you know, these... Shit. The chickens are coming home to roost. You know what I wish Do you want to know what I wish? I wish that Cassie would have came out earlier than what she did. But it was her journey. It was her journey. Because I know, I believe, I don't know. I believe for her, because you know, Cassie is married and she has a kid. I believe Cassie wanted to leave it in the shadows. Because going forward, right now, going forward in this woman's life, anytime she's interviewed, anytime she is having a conversation, even with a stranger, she is going to get re-traumatized because everyone is going to talk to her about those incidents that happened to her. And so when she filed that suit, that's what it's about. I have to live with this now. This is over my head. Yes, it's going to be on Puffy's motherfucking Puffy. It's losing left and right. It should be. Macy has said they're not going to be selling his clothes. I didn't even know that man's clothes was still an option. So Rock, I'm sure that the deal, it's like, there are too many people that have power like them. Jay-Z, Dre, Jimmy Levine, Axl Rose, all these big, powerful people. You have to be very careful around these people when y'all already know y'all are on the come up. And I mean, like, it can be an acting gig, it can be a record deal, it can be, you know, writing, it can be anything, but you are trying to get up there. But whenever I'm in a room with somebody who holds far more power than me, I'm gonna shoot my idea. I'm going to let it linger, and then I'm gonna leave. I'm not gonna be placed into a compromising position to where I have to compromise my integrity, let alone maybe my body. I don't give a fuck how good looking or kind he may be, but I'm here, I'm at a disadvantage because I'm asking you for help. I hope these motherfuckers get, there's gonna be a lot of people that's come out. Watch. There's gonna be a lot of shit that's coming out. Now, another thing that fucking pissed me off about this shit is, as you know, P. Diddy, he has that Revolt TV shit. So a lot of people are working for him. A lot of prominent black people are working for him. I find it messed up that they're not talking about this Cassie shit. They mentioned it and then they moved the fuck on. I'm looking at you, Joe Budden. I'm looking at you, The Breakfast Club. Y'all don't talk about this shit. And yes, I understand. Yes, I understand that P. Diddy is your boss. But The people pay y'all by listening to y'all. And I think y'all did a huge disservice. Not, hold on. Because I'm talking a little bit outside of my neck. I gotta make sure Joe Button does work. Yeah, Joe Budden's show was on Revolt TV. It's his network. Now that's the state of the culture, but still, you know what I mean. Program creator Diddy. I don't like that shit. Because it's y'all that should be, you know, should be the most vocal. But y'all not going to, you know, tell it like it is because y'all afraid of Diddy. Which for me, even more solidifies to me that man is a monster. Yeah. It solidifies for me that he's a monster. And it's not just Diddy. I'm not that naive, guys. It's not just Diddy. It's plenty of people that they get on these people programs and stuff like that, and they can't say shit. Like what's going on with Israel and Hamas right now? Like if you, bro, why did they fire that girl from Scream, the Scream franchise, and Jenna Ortega? Why are they firing these people? Because they were speaking pro-Palestinian people. I see, this is what they fuck up with me at, is it? You can be pro-Palestine and be anti-Hamas at the same time. And just because you don't want to see Palestine people who had fuck all to do with what Hamas did, which they did a horrible thing to Israel, does not mean that you are against the Israel people. That's not what that means. What happened October the 7th was horrible, what the Hamas people did. It was horrible. But you cannot blame the whole of fucking goddamn Gaza for that shit. And that is exactly what's going on. And so if you talk about this shit coming from a humanitarian stance, oh, well, you're just anti-Semite. Anti-Semite. You don't like Jewish people. No, motherfucker, I just don't want innocent people dying. Just like I did not want those innocent people that died on October the 7th. I don't want people dying. I believe that there are two fucking entities that need to fucking squash it. And I'm talking about the head of fucking goddamn Israel and their intelligence and going in and strategically taking out fucking Hamas. And that does not include killing innocent fucking Palestinian people. It doesn't. This isn't rocket science. And when they do shit like this, and I'm talking about the Western media, when they do shit like this, man, baby, the reason why they're doing all this uprising and shit like that, like, if you want them, I'm talking to the Israel Jewish people and stuff like that, like, y'all want them to be sympathetic to y'all, empathetic to you, you want them on your side, then y'all can't be silencing them. You can't. Because when you silence, or when you try to manufacture this motherfucking talking point, that screams to me you're trying to hide some shit. That's what that means to me. And so now I'm starting to look at you side-eye like, what the fuck is your, what are you doing? Where are you coming from? Where are you going with this? I told you guys in the beginning, I want this shit to end. Because Hamas shouldn't have done that. They should not have went over and did what they did on October the 7th. But if I can honestly say that, then I can honestly say this too. There's no reason in goddamn hell that Israel is bombing these goddamn Gaza like indiscriminately. You don't need to do that. You are now becoming the bully. You claim to have the most advanced fucking goddamn army and arsenal and people. Use them effectively. Because what it looks like to me is that now y'all want to kill those people. The Palestinian people. That's what you want to get. You want to get rid of them. Free up Gaza. And if this does come to pass, it'll come out in the wash. There's an end goal here for the Israel people. I mean, that goddamn governor, that their president. He wants to get rid of these people. And I want to know why. Because for him, he's painting all Palestinians as a Hamas. And that's just not true. Now, again, I don't know shit, but I am very observant. I have been watching this shit day in and day out. I have heard multiple goddamn argument points. I have seen both sides argue or claim their points. And I'm gonna tell you one goddamn thing. At the end of the day, I'm looking at this shit and I'm like, number one, there's money. Hella money involved in this goddamn shit, and it's not on their side because they're getting bombed. And so when America got their stinking ass up in there, I said, follow the money. Follow the money. Because I know this because America is a very capitalistic country. Cut me in or cut it out. Because there was some uprising way before October 7th. Honey, that's evident. They are fucking with the West Bank right now. But we're not talking about that shit, right? These governments need to get together and come out with a fucking goddamn plan that minimizes the deaths of fucking innocent civilians. That is all the world is simply asking y'all. And the fact that there is pushback towards that, again, circle around to the main point. Oh, there is something bigger at hand here. There's something bigger. These people are living in a fucking open fucking prison. We seem to have forgotten about that. An open prison. Hold on. Bitch, let's start there. Wait 1 minute. Let's start there. Why does this exist? And I can't ask the Gazan people. I have to ask Israel. What the fuck is this here for? Now, I understand that Hamas have taken these people as hostage and they are using them in order to maintain their power and shit like that. But again, I'm circling around the whole thing to the beginning. Bitch, why the fuck does this exist? And this exists by y'all hands. Maybe stop making it exist. How about that? How about you treat these people like human fucking beings? Let's do that first. I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to be getting on too long about that shit, but the shit is insane to me. It's insane. I'm trying to make sense of it all, and I'm still stuck on. I'm constantly listening to Paris too. Do you think that? Of course, they're fucking terrorists. No one is not knocking that. No one's knocking that shit. No one is saying that they're not. But bitch, if you can see the tragedy of fucking October the 7th, then bitch, you got to look at the tragedy of what the fuck is going on to these people in Gaza. And if you can't, and you try to justify that shit? Okay, then. If you try to justify that shit, then what the fuck? You honestly think that in this day and age, that that's going to continue on? Day in and day out? These people being oppressed? Yeah. Fuck around and give them a gun and see if they don't try to shoot your ass. How about you not try to oppress these people? Let's start there. This is all after we get those fucking fanatics and crazy people of Hamas. But let's talk about this shit. And if you're not talking about that, like, that is not how you see these people as human beings. So what the fuck are we doing here, guys? What the fuck are we doing? If you cannot see the humanity in these people, then my suggestion to you is shut the fuck up. Get in the back of the line. Because you are not part of this conversation. You don't have a fucking opinion. And with that, those were your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, we've come to the end of another great episode here on Team Thrills. I've been your host, Azeria, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to reach us via email, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.